Good afternoon. Welcome and what now? My name's Matty J, and joining us on the phone for a chat, we're reaching out to speak to Natalie Armett. She is the Neighbor Day Ambassador for this year and has been the Neighbor Day Ambassador for a few previous years, actually. Always great to get in contact with our neighbor, Natalie, and have a yarn about Neighbor Day this year. Hey, Natalie, and how are you going today?
I'm well, thanks, Matty. How are you?
Pretty good, actually, making time to chat with you. This is definitely not our first and hopefully not our last when it comes to Neighbor Day. You've been involved in this for quite some time.
I know. They've just told me it's actually been 10 years this year. So that's Neighbor Day's been around for 20 years. So to have been there for half of them, it has been fabulous, and always love the chance every year to you know, yarn with you fellas. And I talk to community radio stations right across the country. So it's always fun for me too.
Ah, that's awesome getting connected like that, Natalie. What can you tell us, I guess, you know, 10 years being the ambassador of Neighbor Day, what can you tell us about Neighbor Day for anyone out there who might not be aware of it yet?
Absolutely. Well, Neighbor Day, as we've mentioned, is an annual celebration, and it's really about community and celebrating those connections that we make with people around us. It actually was born out of a very sad news story 20 years ago when it was founded off the back of, and we hear about them, obviously. My main job is reporting the news for the NITV, and you know, your listeners might recall some of those stories that we get from time to time of a elder lady that lived, you know, in the Big Smoke in the city, and she actually lived alone, passed away sadly in her home. But because she didn't have very many social connections, it actually went some time before it was discovered that she had passed. And so this sort of was reported in the news, and 20 years ago the founder of Neighbor Day was a little bit upset, understandably, by that story, and had to think about what was something that could be done to sort of make people aware of the importance of having those connections within our community. And so that's sort of the short story about how Neighbor Day came about, just as a bit of an awareness-raising campaign initially of the importance of forming those social connections, because we do know in this modern times where so much of our interaction now is digital and online, that it's really actually important just to check in person and create those connections with each other. So obviously it's something that we are doing, you know, it's important to do all year round, but the last Sunday in March for Neighbor Day is really just about, yeah, creating a bit of awareness, and perhaps all just taking the time on that day to kind of get out in community and check in with people in real life rather than just over email or social media.
Yeah, no, it's very well put there, Natalie. And, you know, Neighbor Day as well is, as you mentioned, about connecting with the people closest to you, directly around you, whether that is your direct neighbors, people on your street in your neighborhood, or even just, you know, maybe reconnecting with friends and family nearby that you just don't see as often as you could.
Absolutely. And we're always having those little interactions, you know, even just your barista who makes the coffee, if you're a coffee addict like me, or the person serving you at the shop. Sometimes those interactions are just a purely transactional, because we're all busy people, right? But sometimes just taking the time just to say, hey, how's your day going? If it is someone that you know, you see regularly, asking their name, you know, asking what they did at the weekend, because there's been lots of research done recently which has found that there's quite a high number of Australians that report feeling lonely, and particularly I was quite surprised amongst young people as well are reporting that they feel quite lonely and isolated. So it's amazing the power of just you taking a little bit more time in your day when you're having those interactions anyway, to really inquire as to how that person is going. If you take that time, you know, we don't know what's going on with other people. That small conversation, that connection, that little moment might actually, you know, be the difference between them having a really good day and having, you know, a little bit of a blah, you know, not so good day where they perhaps sort of feel a little bit lonely. So it's something that's just so simple that we can do. And like our mob do it all the time naturally anyway, don't we? So this is just sort of a reminder that, you know, when you're waiting for your coffee or standing in a queue rather than kind of being glued to your phone on social media, perhaps that's a good time where you could sort of be, you know, connecting in person. Because certainly that exchange, it has incredible power and it makes both parties feel pretty good just to have that moment of connection.
Yeah, that connection moment really can be important, especially, as you mentioned, loneliness is kind of on the rise at the moment, even though we're more connected than ever digitally. So it's great to make those connections in person a reminder this Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Because even though it's obviously called social media, it is a very much an individual pursuit, isn't it? We're all on our individual screens seeing what's going on. And I'm not dissing social media. It is really, you know, it's changed the way that the world works and how we connect, and that's really important. But it is quite different to have, you know, connect with friends on Facebook is very different from having that actual social contact. And that's something that we as human beings, you know, really, really need and thrive on, and is so important to well-being. So it's about finding that balance of both. And for Neighbour Day, the last Sunday of every last Sunday in March every year, that's just our annual day to kind of remind people of the importance of that. And this year, that actually coincides with Easter Sunday. So that's if you need, you know, any extra excuse to connect, maybe share a chocolate Easter egg with you. With your neighbour, or that's a great icebreaker too, because it can be daunting introducing yourself or starting a conversation with a stranger for the first time. But Easter and the long weekend might be a perfect icebreaker just to inquire as how people are going, how they're enjoying their long weekend, and wishing them a happy Easter. So it's great that those two events line up this year, because it gives you a bit of an in, because, you know, it can be, yeah, sort of not everyone sort of outgoing, could be, feel a bit shy. How do I start a conversation? Well, that's the perfect opportunity this Sunday.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Those connections can be hard to make initially. So that's some great advice. And that actually answers my next question, is how might we handle, you know, getting involved in Neighbour Day this Sunday? And I think you've given us a very simple step to take, one of the many we can do this coming Sunday for Neighbour Day. Natalie, it's been a pleasure getting to chat with you and yarn with you this morning. As always, this isn't our first, and hopefully not our last, another 10 years perhaps as the ambassador.
Well, I'll stick around for as long as I'll have me, because as I said, like, it's something, I think it's so simple, and it's for us and our Melbourne communities right across the country. I think this is something we naturally are pretty good at anyway, in terms of making and nourishing those social connections. Like, we look out for our elders, we look out for our kids. We check in with our community, and we're out and about. So in terms of things that you can do, just keep doing the things that we're already doing. But I guess it's just being aware of the importance of doing them. Taking a, you know, 2 minutes out of your day to have a conversation and make that human connection with someone can really be a game changer. If the person that you're interacting with, you know, is feeling lonely, and there's simple things that we can do just to look out for each other and our well-being.
Just in case, is there anything else you want to let our listeners know, Natalie? You've covered it quite well.
I think it's just, if anyone wants to know more about Neighbour Day and, you know, simple things that they might want to, you know, might be able to do to help them connect with community around, then head over to the Neighbour Everyday website. So it's neighbourseveryday.org, which has got stack of helpful tips and advice on how, you know, you can get involved, and also a list of some different events that we're aware of right around the country that are being held as part of Neighbour Day. So, yes, if you happen to be near something that's happening, we'd encourage you to get out on Easter Sunday and enjoy those community events as well. Should be excellent.